Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, this is David Rock Feinstein, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Should I say I'm from Whitesnake?
Yeah, you can do that, sure.
Should I make the sound like it's a snake flying by?
Yeah, there you go. Whatever you want, man.
Whatever toots my flute. Okay, are you ready?
Go for it.
Hey, what's up? This is Brian Tishy from Whitesnake, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Hey, this is Ron Keel, and you're listening to Talking Metal. Crank it up!
Excellent.
You're listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Here's Mark Striegel.
Hey guys, Mark Striegel checking in with you from Fort Wayne, Indiana, where I've been spending some time post-holiday here. Great part of the country. Nice to get away from the New Jersey, New York area. Welcome to another edition of Talking Metal. 2011, looking forward to, I believe, a new Kiss record. They didn't do a record for God knows how many years, well over a decade, right? Well over a decade, yeah, because we're talking Psycho Circus. Now they're coming back with a new album in 2011 already, so should be interesting. I thought Sonic Boom was a great record, and looking forward, actually superior in many ways to Psycho Circus, and looking forward to a new Kiss record, I hope, later this year. Metallica, same deal, and a new Metallica release is already being planned. I don't know if we'll see that this year or not. One thing I enjoyed in late 2010 was Mark Morton from Lamb of God, his tweets. If you don't follow Mark on Twitter, definitely learned a lot about him, some funny stuff. I actually mentioned that in the Wire section on talkingmetal.com, which is kind of a news section. You know, it's not updated all that frequently, like Blabbermouth or something, but trying to get some new stories up there for you guys every now and again. And we don't put up the same stories that you'd read on Blabbermouth, because why bother? There's already Blabbermouth, there's already Brave Words, which sometimes even tends to put up more stories than Blabbermouth. I was going to say maybe sometimes they're quicker than Blabbermouth, but that just might be with the releases I send them. They usually immediately put them up, where Blabbermouth sometimes will get them up immediately. Sometimes it takes them a day, usually not more than a day. Two great sites, by the way, to get your heavy metal hard rock news, Brave Words and Blabbermouth. Let's get into a little music right now. This is Lost.
Hey
That was the song Lost by Neuron Spoiler. Neuron Spoiler. Good stuff, guys. Thanks for sending that clip in to us. Hope to hear more from you guys real soon. Very exciting band, by the way. We, again, hope to fill you in on more of what Neuron Spoiler is and what they're up to. Promising stuff. King Diamond late last year had a had several heart attacks, actually. Was kind of shocked to hear that. A guy in his 50s, early 50s, I think 54 years old is what I have written down here. And he's undergone surgery to unblock his arteries, and I guess he is recovering at home. So music is going to be secondary, obviously, to his recovering. We wish him the best of luck and always have loved King Diamond. The Metal Moment Podcast, Chiaki. This guy, man, he is on Twitter, by the way. If you don't follow him, I definitely suggest it. It's Metal Moment is the Twitter account. One word, of course. And this guy just loves to take pictures of his food. You know, he takes pictures of food, and almost every day you can see what this guy eats. And sometimes it's, I mean, I'm more a burger, fries, and beer type of guy myself. But you know, his stuff is pretty crazy. You know, it'll really blow me away if Chiaki posts a picture of like a hot dog and French fries one day. That would really be shocking. But no, he eats some pretty exotic stuff, in my opinion, and fish, and you know, crazy looking stuff. And he also has a great podcast, the Metal Moment Podcast. And he did this cool episode late last year, which kind of highlighted all his favorite podcasts, and really enjoyed that, Chiaki. So keep up the great work. Looking forward to more Metal Moment Podcasts in 2011 this year. And also, I think he's going to do some other podcast where it's more freeform. You know, it's in some ways, the Metal Moment Podcast sounds like it might even be somewhat scripted. I think he's going to, and what he does is, you know, he'll do it in English. He'll say a line in English, then he'll say it in Japanese. And he plays great music. But anyways, I think he's going to do another podcast in addition to Metal Moments, Metal Moment. So, Chiaki, keep us posted on that. And I can't wait to hear it. Let's get into a little music. This is Valhalla by Holy Grail.
Run your side through the air.
Okay, guys, thanks for joining me on this edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. Hope to be back real soon with John O'Stronomy doing a show for you. This is God Hates Us All by Avenged Sevenfold with Mike Portnoy. I guess he's done with Avenged Sevenfold from what I read, and I guess he also wanted to possibly rejoin Dream Theater, and he put that offer out to them, and they declined, which is pretty crazy, but... that's it. Looking forward to hearing what Mike is up to in 2011. You know what? Let's come back after this song, actually. I got a couple emails I want to read. Again, this is Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah.
What you just heard was Avenged Sevenfold on the Talking Metal podcast. Let's get into a few emails here. Guys, we always value your emails. Thanks for sending them in. Pete Evick is the title of this email. I'm drinking a little coffee here, a little Paul Newman coffee. It's my son. You might hear him in the background whining. Hey, Mark, cool interview with Pete. I just saw Brett's band in Vegas on Sunday after the marathon I ran. His band rocks, and the entire crowd was going nuts. Tons of energy. For some reason, I always miss the Talking Metal live show. I'll try to catch the next one and call in. Matt Rankin. Matt, thanks. Longtime supporter of Talking Metal. We always appreciate your emails. We were going to do a show on February 1st for the next Talking Metal live show, but I actually got great seats for the Rangers right behind the goal. And John, I'm going to take John to that. They're playing the Penguins, which is his favorite team. Ooh, baby's yelling in the other room. That's what my life has become. It's all good, though. It's all good for the most part. All right, David Isaac is checking in with us. John, Mark, I need to vent. I can't think of a better place to do it. I've had the opportunity to meet you both and talk to you for long enough so that you know I'm not nuts. John, you've also met my 12-year-old son, Harrison, at the Iron Maiden Dream Theater concert, who is the reason for this email. Last night, I took Harrison, which is also coincidentally the name of my son, to see Alice in Chains at MSG. This was by no means his first show. He's already seen Rush, Heaven and Hell, Iron Maiden, Queensryche, Alice Cooper, Flyleaf, and some other shows at various venues. By and large, people are always ultra cool to him, especially when they realize he knows how much he knows about metal and music in general. He's already been playing guitar for 6 years and is currently, as he told me, learning to solo all over the fretboard. By all accounts, he is really nice, a really cool kid. Last night, we were sitting in our seats waiting for Alice in Chains to go on when the guy in front of me lights up a cigarette and blows smoke in our face. I tapped the guy on the shoulder and politely asked the guy not to smoke. He got out of his seat and unloaded 5 minutes of profanity and threats to us. Most of it had to do with accusing me of being a bad parent for bringing my son to see Alice in Chains. Usually, metal fans are pretty cool, but in this case, we got very little support from fans around us. Harrison was on the verge of tears. Who could blame him? The guy had just told us that if I got an usher, he would find us after the show. The issue of this being illegal in smoking in a theater was never a concern to him. My resolution was to find vacant seats elsewhere. Anyways, he goes on and basically talks a little bit more about the situation and asks us, let's see, he says, he ends it with saying, I don't think I was asking a whole lot to you. No, of course not, David. I mean, it's against the law, so people shouldn't be doing it. And it just sucks that it turned into a bad situation for you. So anyways, best of luck with future concerts and taking your son to them. And hopefully that won't happen again. Don't let it cause you not to take him to live concerts to experience music. And listen, you know, the laws are what they are now, and people need to obey them. And if they don't like it, they shouldn't be the ones at the show, in my opinion. Cool. Take care, man. And let's end with a little Alice in Chains.